Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast.
You'll know Bruce Buffer as the veteran voice of the Octagon in the UFC. It's time! And how crazy is it that Bruce's half-brother is boxing and pro wrestling ring announcer Michael Buffer? Bruce's first UFC was number 8 back in 1996. Bruce also holds himself a black belt in Tang Soo Do. He's a kickboxer as well. And great to have him on the podcast, of course, talking about an interesting position within that company, the voice in the Octagon, every fight, revving up the fighters. If you've seen his introductions, fighting! Some of the fighters get right into it. It's very cool. And of course, we talked a lot about fighting and MMA, the early years and the build of that organization. But we got into the shows that Bruce was binge watching at the time, talked about Daredevil, Shark Tank, comic books and sports cards. He shared a near-death story. And stop me if you've heard this before, Bruce shared his road to getting to the UFC.
Well, you know, that's a long story in itself. It's one of the reasons I wrote my book, It's Time, that Random House honored me by publishing, because I wanted to put everything in writing and remember the things that I forgot over the years, because I've probably forgotten more than I can remember. But, you know, in the early days, watching Michael do his thing, you know, I always had an ambition to be a ring announcer and do the work, because I enjoyed public speaking. But I owned two companies, and I was very successful in my companies I was in, but I wasn't passionate about what I was doing. And it was around 1992 that I had an epiphany that this is what I wanted to pursue, and the only way to do it was to go into full-time. So I did that by selling both companies, quitting with the money I had in the bank, taking over Michael's career, managing his career, and becoming partners in everything we did with the trademark, which I trademarked properly to make sure that it was protected. And then set forth on that adventure, and we agreed I wouldn't do boxing. And I said, that's okay, some people come along. And lo and behold, you know, the UFC came along, and it took me about a year and a half to work my way into that position. You always got to, you know, ask for the job, go for it, and, you know, set out to achieve your goals, which is exactly what I did.
Stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now So be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.